The problems and worries that are with you will be soon be set aside, and many will be quickly involved in the various projects connected with uplifting Mother Earth. The next few days you will be assessing other people's experiences compared to your own, and find mixed reactions. Those of the light will inevitably find that they received an energetic input, and it will have established a new level within. No one can prevent the new energies having some effect upon them, but not all will register it. Your civilization will never be the same again as it was with the cycle of duality, but that will be a blessing. You will now find that there are more purposeful meanings and intent to actions that are being taken. They will fulfill the desire to move on and recreate a society that is based upon love. It will happen because the power of creation is now much stronger within you than ever before. The momentum is now with those of the light, and they will determine how you change and remove those who stand in the way of true progress. What has been held back must be released for the benefit of all and not just the few. With the higher vibrations upon Earth, it is also made easier for your galactic friends to appear amongst you, as they do not need to reduce their own vibrations as much as before when yours were so low. Understand that although you are used to existence in your own vibrations, they are extremely uncomfortable for beings like us. However, that will soon be part of the past, as you take your place in the fourth and fifth dimensions. You will soon adapt to a new way of living, that will commence, as you introduce the changes intended to leapfrog you into the future. You have much to make up for and we are ready to start at a minute's notice. You have less than 2 weeks to your finale when you ascend with Mother Earth. During this time we expect some more people to awaken, and it may just carry them forward. Certainly those of you who find that you have been consciously lifted up by the 12th of December 2012 will be in no doubt that you are ready to ascend. We feel that it has still not entirely sunk in that the 21st of December is a very special event, because it is unique and has never taken place before. Although individuals have always been able to ascend, it will be the first time that mass ascension on this scale has been attempted. It will of course be successful, as it is in the hands of powerful beings that do the will of God. Although it would appear that time has been lost because of delays and obstruction to our plans, we have nevertheless been very active. We can quickly change them as we have done on many occasions, and we now expect to run a very tight schedule to carry out our tasks. In the meantime, we have kept a constant watch over you, and prevented areas of unrest from getting out of hand. An end will soon be put to all hostilities, and it will be allowed to be enforced. Eventually you will have full control of all earthly affairs, but we will never be far away. Our galactic fleets are so large that we can leave some ships within your solar system, to be on call if they are needed. We already have bases on Earth and these shall remain for your protection. The 21st of December 2012, Dara of the New Jerusalem Mothership, Shelley Kim, Dara, things are about to get moving now in no uncertain terms. Indeed, Mother Earth's time has come. Are you prepared, beloveds? Inside and out? It has been decided that very shortly we are to make our presence known, very openly. Your skies will be filled with our fleet's vessels and many will look upon this in wonderment, in bewilderment. This is a necessary next step in the current plan. There were several scenarios, but this is the one we have decided to go with. The one that would potentially have the most positive impact upon the people of your world. The Dark will, of course, try their hand at creating distractions and diversions through their attempted psyops plans, which will not succeed. There are some of you who are to be coiled and brought to ship slightly earlier than planned originally. A pre-preparation, if you like, it has become necessary due to the ever so slight change in plans that you, the forerunners, light workers, will help to implement. The ascension of planet Earth on the 21st of December 2012, the original 3 days of darkness, ascension wake-up call plan, 3DD, first announced by Christ Michael this past summer, was postponed and eventually had to be put forward for a later time. Among the many difficulties on allowing planet Earth to fully enter the photon belt, which the Galactic Federation forces can delay, was the continued intransigence of the last holdout in a circle of the Dark Cabal, who in their desperation at losing control of Earth, repeatedly attempted to promote as many serious disruptions as possible. An example of one of their many recent attempts to disrupt Earth's ascension was to try and jumpstart World War III through engineering a conflict between Iran and Israel. This could have then spread outwards, drawing in neighboring countries as well as the USA, Europe and Russia. Nevertheless, the Galactic Federation and Christ Michael have constantly monitored their plans, and would have never allowed them to reach fulfillment. Only recently have the major players at last been contained and no longer have the power to seriously disrupt things. Another factor in attempting to put the previous 3DD plan in action were the difficulties of coordinating events within a large Galactic Federation force, with their fleets of motherships, over 13 million spacecraft, being parked within our solar system for up to 20 years. Naturally, some had divided opinions on the best course of action to take, pulling this way and that, resulting in endless discussions taking place aboard the motherships. There were also some physical difficulties in undertaking certain new untried solar and planetary adjustments. Thus it was that the 3DD plan had once again been postponed so as to not disrupt Earth's ascension date of the 21st of December 2012. However, it should also be realized that all of the Galactic Federation and Christ Michael plans are ultimately sanctioned, and the final timing determined by our own cosmic creator, who at this time is taking a very particular interest in planet Earth's ascension, as well as prime source creator, creator of all the subsequent creator gods within this area of creation. This event in fact forms a vital part of the conclusion of our cosmic creator's explorer, creator race experiment on Earth, in which the many explorer, creator race volunteer members are participating in a school for resolving sources of conflict and the final resolution of the duality of light versus the dark, particularly all of the dark evil which infiltrated the outer regions of our grand universe and also came into our local universe of Nibbidn. More on this in Chapter 10, Book I. Our small planet is in fact the final focus point for the resolution of all the evil which has bedeviled our galaxy and caused its numerous galactic wars. All of the universes are watching this significant event with very great interest. Explorer, creator race members will later be able to use their newly developed skills and strengths to fan out throughout the universe to assist any planets who might in future need their help in situations of conflict between the light and dark and also eventually become future cosmic creators themselves. More about the Explorer, creator race is to be found in the Explorer race books, see link below. The cosmic creator, creator god of all the creations within his area of the cosmos, has therefore recently stepped in at this crucial time to take more direct control of the Galactic Federation Council's plans. Cosmic Creator's divine orders are relayed to the Galactic Federation forces under Commander Ashtar, as well as Jesus Sananda and Christ Michael through the Creator's designated agent on the spot, Archangel Michael. Planet Earth has been slowly approaching the immensely powerful range of celestial transformative energies, known as the Wave Photon Belt, into which Earth will soon be fully entering. Meanwhile, some of its intense transformative energies are being beamed down upon planet Earth and acting to upgrade our vibrational rates up to the fourth dimensional level. These intense beamed energies first began to noticeably impinge on us in mid-August, and continuing to strengthen through the 12th of December 2012 portal and up to the 21st of December deadline for Earth's planetary being, Mother Earth, Gaia, to ascend her own consciousness up to the fifth dimension. This is also the long prophesied end of age date when planet Earth aligns herself with the galactic core of our Milky Way galaxy, coinciding with the final end date as given in the Mayan calendar. This is not just the ending of one significant 26,000-year-long galactic age, but also of a combined total of four concurrent galactic ages of 26,000 years each, together making it a major galactic end of age. For planet Earth's humanity, it is also the start of our new Aquarian Age, following on from the previous Pisces Age begun at the time of the birth of Jesus Christ. A large part of Earth's humanity did in fact go through the beginnings of its ascension process during their sleep period on the 21st of December 2012, thereby starting out on their first baby ascension steps towards the fourth dimension. Although some of Earth's humanity ascended straight up to the fifth dimension at this time, eventually, all of humanity who are returning to the newly cleansed 4D New Earth will also eventually move up to the fifth dimension. For the majority of Earth's humanity, the ascension date of the 12th of December 2012 can be seen as a new baby's point of conception, from which there will then be a 9-month fetus gestation period, allowing us to gently upgrade our vibration rates towards the fourth dimension, helped with the additional incoming beams of galactic energies. This leads up to the 21st of September 2013, from which point our long-expected full entry into the photon belt and which will set in motion the final Earth changes and cleansing period. During that period, the majority of Earth's inhabitants will go into a temporary state of stasis, suspended animation, during which the major surface changes that urgently need to be done are set in motion by the Galactic Federation. Before they finally wake up, it will appear to be on the next calendar day within a period of no time. They will all be taken up in relays to the motherships for instruction and explanation of what is occurring. They will then be returned to a refreshed and reborn fourth-dimensional New Earth. However, Earth's previously existent fourth-dimensional body, which was known as our heaven, the Summerlands and as our spiritual realms, which included many of our former 3D inhabitants who have passed over on their death experience, will themselves be moving up an evolutionary step to the existing fifth-dimensional Earth. This is also where those of Earth's present inhabitants ready to ascend up to the fifth dimension will have arrived on the ascension day of the 21st of December 2012. Similarly, most of those inhabiting the existing fifth-dimensional Earth world will themselves be moving up to the sixth-dimensional Earth, and likewise those on the sixth-dimensional Earth will be moving on up to the seventh-dimensional Earth, at present the highest level for planet Earth at this time. Thus there was indeed an initial mass ascension of Earth's inhabitants on the 21st of December 2012. When the majority of humanity went through a final soul review and also had the seed of ascension planted within them during their sleep period. Those that were already prepared to move up to the fifth dimensional level, including the consciousness of the planetary being, Gaia, Mother Earth, did so at this point. However, there are also many others who specifically came to 3D Earth from their former home 5D worlds in order to assist Earth inhabitants to ascend at this time. They could at that time have easily moved up to the 5D Earth or else returned to their home planets, but instead have chosen, on their higher spiritual awareness levels, to return to the new refurbished 4D planet Earth plane to continue their mission. However, not all of these 5D lightworkers may have woken up next day on the exiting 3-4D Earth in their present bodies to this fact, and it may take a while to do so. A large proportion of Earth's humanity will therefore be returning from stasis to remain a period of time on the newly cleansed and restructured fourth-dimensional Earth. Thus most of those who are to be staying with the new 3-4D Earth, including the many 5D volunteers, woke up on the 22nd of December 2012 with no direct memory of their initial ascension process, though they had been during their sleep period, undertaking a final soul review and receiving the implantation of a seed of ascension designed to impulse them upwards towards the fourth dimension. However, those who are sensitive to their inner feelings did indeed notice changes within themselves and also noticed it amongst many others. The vast majority of Earth's humanity at the time did not, of course, sense anything unusual having taken place, mainly because many had not been adequately informed of the coming events, or else had a natural resistance to any talk of major changes. It will thus take many well beyond the late summer 2013 to possibly notice any changes within themselves, or of their gradual upliftment in vibrational rate. There is, however, a strong possibility that the full collective consciousness of Earth's humanity may be determined by the cosmic creator to be not yet ready for an ascension event by the autumn solstice. If so, then the ascension event may be further postponed to nearer the end of the year or even go through to the early months of 2014. A majority of Earth's humanity destined to remain with the new Earth, other than those lightworkers who will be taken up to the motherships for training and participation during the Earth changes, will enter the long stasis period, suspended animation, following an initial 3 days of darkness event, which could last anywhere up to 4 years in Earth experiential time. They will then finally wake up to a reformatted and thoroughly cleansed fourth-dimensional new Earth, which could well last a further 3,600 years before itself finally ascending to the fifth dimension. Those 3D humans who are not yet ready or willing to ascend, will either be taken to another 3D world elsewhere or returned to the remaining 3D Earth shell, whose surface at this time is being subjected to severe physical convulsions, of which we at virtually 4D level are not even aware of. They will be joined by many of those dark ones that have continually refused to reform themselves, and thus need to start over a new evolutionary cycle from scratch once again. Our own cosmic creator of this area of the cosmos has spoken to us about Earth's ascension in the following messages. Cosmic Awareness speaking on the ascension of Earth on the 29th of November 2012, Will Anker Astor Summerfield Billing Off, http://rainbowphoenix.com. We welcome you tonight, Cosmic Awareness, and ask if you have an opening message for us. This awareness does indeed have an opening message for this evening and for this time. Indeed, the time goes quickly now, as you stand on the threshold of the month of December. And it is indeed in this month that so much will take place now. This awareness wishes to remark on this matter, yet again. For it is aware that for many, this is a surreal time indeed. Many are aware that there is great significance in December 21st. Some are now aware of that time interval from December 12th until December 21st, the 9-day period which will see much activity and upheaval. But few understand that this process is not one that will simply complete itself at that time, December 21st. It is the date that this awareness has always maintained will see the near completion of the ascension process. The energies of ascension are here to assist one and all towards ascension, towards the completion of the process that has indeed been underway for many years, indeed for many decades, centuries, and millennia. For it has long been understood and known that around this time, the energies of the planet would come to completion. This includes the energies of Mother Earth in her present state, as well as the sojourn of humanity upon the surface of Mother Earth. There have been many who have spoken of this time, and there are also indeed the prophecies in the Bible and of Nostradamus. There have also been prophecies in every major culture of this planet about these coming times. And there are many who have known within themselves that they are here to be part of these end times, part of this major shifting of consciousness. Many are there that feel that they will ascend at this time, and have put all of their hopes onto this date of December 21st, as indeed being the crucial date. The Mayan calendar is often cited as stating that December 21st will be the end point. But this awareness says now, that while the ascension process that has been underway for so long a time will partially complete itself on December 21st, it does not mean that the energies are all done and complete, and that all will simply vanish at that point. For many will not experience it this way. They will indeed arise on December 22nd and see that, for them, the world still continues. This is part of that which this awareness will call the wind down period of time, from the build-up to the 21st of December, where certain convergences of the planet, certain energies of the cosmos, certain powers and forces from the sun itself, will all come together to open the gateways to the divine energy of God. But that which will follow for many who have not experienced a full ascension transition, will find that they are indeed still here. Maybe one might be disappointed that this is so. Maybe not. But this awareness says that for those who will find themselves still on this planet, still having a 3D experience, that the process, although it has been completed on the 21st of December 2012 energetically, will still need time to wind down to fully implement the new structure of the planet, the new consciousness that will be available on this planet. This 3D planet will become the new balanced and harmonized 3-4D planet A, B. And that a 9-month period of time will follow, where many will assimilate those events that they experience, one way or another. Thus, on and by the 21st of September, 2013, the wind down of the buildup of energies towards ascension will come to a completion. This means, for those who have not directly ascended to the 5D planet A, nor have gone down to 3D planet B, that many will experience the aftermath of the events that have occurred during the time period from the 12th of December to the 21st of September 2013. Many others will have no memory of these events for, during that time period following the 21st of September 2013, there will be for many who are going on to re-inhabit the 3-4D planet A, B, a period of time that is often called the 3 days of darkness. Thus, it is that many timelines of individuals who were not ascending directly, who wish to continue their planetary sojourn on a dualistic, third-dimensional planet, will go through a period of the void, where they, those who do not seek to remember, those whose timelines will not include the memories of the upheaval and the events of the last few days of September 21st, will experience a type of amnesia. For in the 3 days of darkness, following the 21st of September 2013, the 3 days of the void, consciousness will be in animated suspension, stasis, for those who wish to come back and continue their existences, but choose not to remember the events. That will also be a time of reformulation of the planet itself. This awareness has spoken of this previously, but introduces it again for people to see and know and understand. That even those who will have no memory of the events, will indeed still carry the energies of them. As well, they will come onto this planet ready to start afresh, start new, with the context of their beliefs holding that this is a balanced planet, this new 3-4D planet A, B, and that those forces that previously had such control simply do not exist in their minds, and in the new patterns that will affect this new planet. Thus, it is, their expectation will be to work from this new state in full preparation and readiness, in full expectation and belief that governments are indeed fair and just, that Mother Earth is of importance and that it is extremely vital to be in alignment with her, to live lives where there is integrity, honesty, courage, courtesy, and compassion. This will be where the concerns of all are understood as paramount, and gone are the attitudes of greed and avarice, control, manipulation, and the seeking of power for the sake of power. Thus, it is, the new 4D planet A, B will be one that has the potential of truly becoming all that God intended, and in this new experiment in consciousness, there will be the energetic force available to build towards a new level of conscious awareness. The purpose of the ascension process at this time was to see many more ascending into full consciousness and full awareness, but not the entire planet's populace. Many are not here at this time to ascend, but are here to have a quasi-ascension experience. This being one where they are not seeking ascension, where they are still very involved in the present scenario of 3-4D planet A, B, and where they will pass over, knowing that they were not meant for this ascension process at this time. Many others are indeed here to have this experience, both personally as well as being part of a collective that has come together to assist humanity and, in particular, Mother Earth, in her ascension process. But, many simply have the desire to experience the energies of a planet in ascension and yet be part of a society that has not chosen to ascend. The next phase or plan is for the total ascension of the entire human race. This is seen as the ultimate goal and purpose of the future balanced and harmonized 4D planet A, B, a goal that will take several thousand years, up to 3,600, to reach. Thus, it will be that many who ascend to the fifth dimension will still return to the 4D planet A, B, but from a level of conscious awareness of their fifth dimensional, multidimensional nature. They will partake in the events of the unfolding new planet, helping the populace who are here to move towards ascension, to grow into ascension. The 9-month period, the wind down period, that this awareness has spoken of, will be a crucial period for the re-establishment, not of old norms, but of the old ideas of peace and harmony, cooperation and respect and honor for all living things, including oneself. And this re-establishment of principles that are deep in the human psyche will indeed fully begin to truly establish itself within the 9-month period. And once it is locked in on September 21st, it will be a journey then over the next several thousand years to reach a point of heightened consciousness and awareness for the whole of humankind, and not just a handful, even if it is a large handful at this time. Many have asked this awareness how it will be for them, those who would ascend to the 5D planet. A for many, they will be completed and finished of their work upon the planet. They have chosen to come in to hold the space of the divine, of spirit, during these crucial times, not necessarily seeing their own actions manifest anything, often wondering, what was the point? What was their purpose? But, many who are the spiritual volunteers, the spiritual lightworkers and warriors, have come onto this planet to hold space, to be silent conduits of consciousness, divine consciousness, spiritual awareness, to assist in the ascension process that is underway and soon to come to completion. Thus, it is that many who have come for this purpose will treat the ascension experience as a one-way trip, a return back to their spiritual homes, and then the continuance of their spiritual experiences will be individual and unique from that point on. But, many will still return through the process of transmogrification, of reassembling the physical body, so that they can once again sojourn on the physical fourth-dimensional planet. This time, in roles as active teachers and participants in the new world that is beginning. They will no longer be impeded by their former limited consciousness, that had agreed to participate on the third fourth-dimensional level of consciousness, without knowing or understanding who and what they really were. The law of forgetfulness, that which is often called the veil of forgetfulness, ensured that to fully participate in the experience of an unbalanced third-dimensional reality, that those spirit beings who came upon this planet to assume human form and have 3D physical lives, would not remember their spiritual nature. In this, they would be fully committed to the experience and not back off, not check out or run away, when things got difficult. This would ensure and did ensure the unique nature of each and every individual's life. Not all of them, as this awareness has said, having the intent that they would ascend or develop their higher levels of conscious awareness. This being so, the end of the experiment that is now upon the planet and humanity will see those who have had their physical experience, but do not wish to go further, check out. That is, to experience the death experience so that they may return back into their spiritual form. For those who have consciously chosen to ascend, who are not returning back to their spiritual source, to stay at the fifth dimensional level and beyond, then those who have chosen to still participate in this new reality will no longer be confined by the law of forgetfulness, the veil of forgetfulness. They will be fully cognitive and aware of who and what they really are. They will know themselves as creator beings. But, there will be a new agreement. This new agreement will be one that, although they know it themselves, they know their higher spiritual nature will not simply divulge this. They will not flaunt it. They will not use it to gain advantage. The new law that they will follow in their work and in their service is, do no harm. Guide and assist those who are ready, towards spiritual awakening. But, do no harm. This means that they will come, the many who will still choose to be of service to humanity and to Mother Earth, with the intent of teaching and guiding, but not interfering, not taking control. That they, in their private and personal lives, with their new level of awareness, will be able to create around themselves the realities that they will indeed be able to create instantly, instant manifestation at all levels. But, they will not necessarily flaunt this and show this off to others. But, it is also seen that there will begin to develop mystery schools. Mystery schools, of course, being those ancient schools where the truths of spirit were taught and powers realized that are no longer known or understood by the majority. These mystery schools will often be in the form of new communities of spiritual beings in full awareness, coming together to create a higher resonance on the planet, and that this resonance will extend outwards to the many who are still having physical experiences. There will be a new atmosphere of acceptance to those views and beliefs that, at this time, are largely rejected, ridiculed and even attacked. And many will start to be intrigued by those who have such views and beliefs and attitudes. Slowly, this will seep into human consciousness, driving the human spirit forward in its journey toward full ascension of the full populace, the full human race. And this is, as this awareness said, the purpose and the goal of the 4D new planet A, B,